The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 28th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Thomas Moore, born Dublin, 1779, author of many, many famous poems, including The Last Rose of Summer and Oft in the Stilly Night, and also I've Oft Been Told by Learned Friars that wishing and the crime are one, and heaven punishes desires as much as if the deed were done. If wishing damns us, you and I are damned to all our heart's content. Come then, at least we may enjoy some pleasure for our punishment. It's the birthday of the Australian novelist Patrick White, born in London when his parents were visiting there in 1912, grew up in Australia, best known for his novels about pioneers in Australia. He said the subject of his novels was the great Australian emptiness in which the mind of man is the least of possessions. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Fred Chappell, born in Canton, North Carolina, 1936. The novelist Walker Percy, Birmingham, 1916. He was working as a psychiatrist when he caught tuberculosis, had to spend 2 years recovering, started reading philosophy, decided to become a writer, best known for his first novel, The Moviegoer. Walker Percy, who wrote, "We live in a deranged age, more deranged than usual, because in spite of great scientific and technological advances, man has not the faintest idea of who he is or what he is doing." It's the birthday of the poet Mae Swenson, born Logan, Utah, 1919. Moved to New York City in her 20s, left her Mormon family behind, supported herself as a secretary, and became known for her playful poems about everything from baseball to astronauts to DNA. And it's the birthday of the man who created James Bond, Ian Fleming, born in London, 1908. Wanted to be a diplomat, failed the Foreign Office exam, went into journalism, worked for Reuters in London, Moscow, and Berlin, and then during World War II served as the assistant to the British Director of Naval Intelligence. After the war, bought a house in Jamaica. He fished and gambled and watched birds, got bored, decided to try writing a novel about a secret agent, named him James Bond, after the author of a bird-watching book. Ian Fleming said James Bond is the feverish dreams of the author of what he might have been. Bang, 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 kiss, kiss, that sort of stuff. It's what you would expect of an adolescent mind, which I happen to possess. The first one was Casino Royale. It sold only about 7,000 copies in 1953. He wrote four more of them that sold less and less well, and then wrote a screenplay, which he turned into a James Bond novel, From Russia with Love, and that was his big bestseller in 1957. Here's a poem by Mae Swenson on her birthday, her poem, Analysis of Baseball. It's about the ball, the bat, and the mitt. Ball hits bat or it hits mitt. Bat doesn't hit ball, bat meets it. Ball bounces off bat, flies air or thuds ground, dud, or it fits mitt. Bat waits for ball to mate. Ball hates to take bat's bait. Ball flirts. Bat's late. Don't keep the date. Ball goes in, thwack, to mitt, and goes out, thwack, back to mitt. Ball fits mitt, but not all the time. Sometimes ball gets hit, pow, when bat meets it and sails to a place where mitt has to quit in disgrace. That's about the bases loaded, about 40,000 fans exploded. It's about the ball, the bat, the mitt, the bases, and the fans. It's done on a diamond and for fun. It's about home and it's about run. Mae Swenson's Analysis of Baseball, from The Complete Poems to Solve, published by Macmillan and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.